Heard at Sports Radio every weekday morning from 7 to 10 a.m. Coming up on Friday's show, it's a free-for-all as usual. We'll talk with Chad Forbes of NFL Draft Bites about all the things going on in the NFL. Mike Sauter from Heard at Sports stops by with all his takes on the latest local sports action. And, of course, we'll do our weekly check-in with former Husker and current pizza shop owner Matt Versal. Take a dive into the latest news and all things sports. Heard at Sports Radio with Ravi Lula and Damon Benning.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
The voice of Husker Nation is on the air. This is Hail Varsity Radio. Insight, opinion, expertise, along with the biggest names talking Nebraska sports. Join in with the show at 402-489-1240 or 1-800-825-5865. Now, here are your hosts, Chris Schmidt and Elijah Herbel.
Welcome to it. Great to be with you on a Tuesday. It's Hail Varsity Radio. We're presented by Currency for all your equipment financing needs. Go Currency. Chris Schmidt, Elijah Herbel. Plenty more to get into. With spring football, some different voices, specifically a voice from the offensive line we'll get to here in a little bit. Can join us today on Hail Varsity, wherever you find us across the Hail Varsity Radio Network, 489-1240, 489-1240, toll-free 800-825-5865. Can watch the show if that's your thing. The Hail Varsity YouTube channel, subscribe to that. Some great highlights and press conference video as well, as always, on the Hail Varsity YouTube channel. The Hail Varsity Radio Twitter handle is something you can follow and get updates and takes as well. At H Varsity Radio, KFOR Sports, Facebook, and Twitter as well. Numbers to get in, you have that. You can email the show, chris@hailvarsity.com. And find us individually on Twitter at @Schmidt_radio, at @HerbalEssence for Elijah. So I got to ask you, Elijah, you sent me a response on Twitter. Love you all. Thanks so much for coming out to Columbus yesterday. We had a fun road show. We had a successful baseball game last night. I am still de-thawing, but I just need to man up and toughen up. That is me. But you thought I was joking about the size of this giant bunny my wife purchased. Hopefully, I left the dogs out at home. I hope they take that thing down. There's no arms on this bunny. My wife's weird. So we'll see if it lasts. But you thought I was kidding. I sent you a still pic of that thing on Twitter last night, and I said it was free to a good home. You sent me some sort of DEFCON 2 image of a house on fire. What did you walk into last night? I was whining about a late night.
I wasn't whining about anything. You just said it's free to a good home, so I had to make sure you knew that my home was not good right now.
Yeah, so you were just saying it ain't coming here. So
my car's not doing so great, though. I've got a new headlamp on the way from Amazon as we speak right now. I rear-ended a lady last Friday afternoon.
So. Oh, no.
Yeah, that was my bad. If you go look outside at my car, the whole...
How's the lady?
Oh, she's fine.
Okay.
She's fine, and she only had a couple $100 repairs of her car, which I am paying out of pocket. If my insurance company is listening, no, you aren't.
Okay, so you just said, hey, can I take care of this?
Yeah, it was very minor. It was like 10 miles an hour in a neighborhood, and the worst damage was my headlamp literally exploded on the front end of my car. But luckily, only $100 on Amazon to fix that. So all in all, The car is worse than the home, and the car is not very bad at all. So
okay,
that's how I'm doing.
So the bunny is not. We should hold that thing for ransom from her. See if she'll pony up.
Blindfold it, hold a knife to it.
That's extreme. Are you all right, man?
We just had to send it to Brady Altman's, and he could put it on video in his right. What do you call it? His interview chamber.
Yeah, chamber is the best way. It's the best way to put it. Brandon chimes in. Spring football is cool and all, but I'm at the state pool tournament. He's headed that way, a real sport. Well, I love pool. I grew up with a pool table. Sadly, it did not enhance or develop my skills. I just lost round after round and dollar after dollar to Grandpa. There were some great meltdowns by my little brother, though, when he would lose. He was not what you call a good loser, which takes me to Nebraska football and some of the commentary that we didn't get to yesterday. But here's my shocking and very profound takeaway from yesterday. We know what Rule sounds like. We know what his assistants sound like. And that's pretty genuine, pretty transparent, pretty direct. And there is some coach speak mixed in. But overall, you can absolutely translate from a high level of sincerity what he thinks and where he wants to go. The plan is there. He has it. And that's the direction they're going to go. And there's confidence with that plan. That's super important because as he goes, the rest of the team will go. And it's that way in college football. More times than not, it's the coach and the staff that are going to lead until you get a team that is old enough to take the reins. And sometimes you just don't have those teams despite having 3 or 4 years of experience, maybe a couple of years of starting experience. It is still a delicate situation when you transfer ownership, when you say it's all on you. And there's been moments, and you know them as a Nebraska fan, who the guys are, who the actors are, and who the players were that were at a different level, at an elite level, that wouldn't let the team lose or had the unit rallied. And that is the Peters and Wistroms, that's the Tommy Fraziers, that's the Pipeline, that's those core of individuals. And you've got a lot of guys. You've got one guy per level on a defense. You got multiple guys on one level in those great years where the transfer of leadership is from the coaching staff to the players, where it's player-led. You hope by the time a really good recruiting class matures and then goes out and balls out and wins that they can recycle it. They're paying it forward to the next group of guys that are behind them. And you see that happen when you have teams that are uber talented and like-minded and have a certain mentality. You'll see about a 7-year run for teams. USC, Pete Carroll, and those teams that had some things vacated, of course, but they were great. You had a 7-year run with Mack Brown in Texas, Colt McCoy following Vince Young. You see what Nebraska had going from 93 through 01. I mean, that again, it's really a couple of classes where it gets paid forward and you have exceptional talent, really good depth, but above all, that leadership transfers.
Wow, that 7-year window you just brought up, I look back through so many college football teams and I go, yeah, seven.
It's two classes, and rarely do you get a third. There's a third cycle or 12-year run can happen.
But that's Bama.
That's it. That is it. And they've even dipped. I mean, they've only, dare I whisper this, won one championship in the last 5 years. Look at Clemson's 7-year spurt.
I was going to say, it feels like we're at about year 7, maybe now going into 8 of Ohio State's run from Urban into Ryan Day.
And what's happened? They're still damn good. They're still 11-2. But now it's Rose Bowls instead of college football playoffs. There's a gradual dip. How bad's the dip? Is it Holiday Bowl versus Orange Bowl? Is it Rose Bowl versus college football playoff? Or is it No Bowl or Music City Bowl 5 or 6 years ago? So I want to get into the mentality of this team and just not what's being said, but how it's being said. Elijah, am I crazy here, or does it sound like there's some joy, there's some relief with the upperclassmen here and how they're going about their business? I think they're excited to be coached by these guys. That's not a shot at the previous staff. I think they were ready for something new and different. They're going to embrace it. I don't know that the skepticism's at a high level yet. I mean, you haven't kicked off yet. Everyone's unbeaten in the off season. But I think there's just some joy because there's a pretty high level of no nonsense with Rhule and his plan. I think the buy-in, you hear, oh, we got a lot of buy-in. Well, the weeding out process has been effective from winter conditioning to now, and guys are ready to go to work.
And the main thread in terms of what Matt Rhule feels like early in this process is trying to build is less, I mean, you think back to the Frost era, and I don't want to keep on going back, but it's important to note the difference where it felt like that staff was all about, you know what, we want a player-led team. We're all about finding leaders, and we're all about building a culture. But you never quite knew what building that culture entailed besides, well, we need toughness. And then you look at Matt Rhule, and I feel like you ask the average Husker fan could tell you this is a culture he is trying to build on competitiveness. And when you look back through the great Husker teams and the great Husker players, you look at the Peter brothers, look at Tommy Frazier, look at Amon Green, look at all these guys. The defining thread through those guys is they were ultra competitors. They rose through adversity, and they always wanted to win at the end of the day. You look at Matt Rhule, from the jersey colors through winter conditioning through the mat drills, saying, you know what, this is where you are on the team right now, and this is how you get better. And then you look at the story coming out this week, which is the fact that there's no single-digit players on the roster right now. Everyone who is a single digit had to move up and become a double digit player in terms of their jersey number, and you have to go earn that right to be a single digit player. Everything within this Matt Rhule program, even those groups that you had during winter conditioning, was all about competitiveness. That's what Matt Rhule's trying to build with his culture. You can see it from the outside. He wants to build a group of ultra competitors that starts in recruiting, but right now he's trying to do it through winter conditioning and spring football by saying, you know what, everything is going to be a competition at this point in the year.
489-1240 can chime in if you're jibing with this conversation. We'll get to some phone calls and emails in a minute, but the mind and the mindset absolutely matters, and the Rhule mindset and mentality is exactly what Elijah touched on. It's competitiveness, and we'll get to Ethan Piper here in a little bit, and the comment that stuck out to me was more so about, well, we're kind of done being babied. Let's hear from Piper. Let me pull up that cut here specifically. And you have cut 16. This is what I'm talking about here when I hear Ethan Piper was just so excited to play football again, and he's excited to play football again under Coach Raiola. But he wants to go. He's sick of hearing about how close, 4-8, 5-7, 3-9, doesn't cut it with him. I mean, he wants to go take it into his hands and the rest of the offensive hands and be better. Not just, oh, shoot, we were close. No, you are what you are at 3-9, 4-8, 5-7. It's not acceptable. Let's go win. Let's be competitive. He's one of those uber competitive guys, and he's had his ups and downs from starter to reserve to now working at the three interior spots. Here is what Ethan Piper had to say yesterday when it comes to translating that competitive spirit onto the field for Saturdays.
No, I feel that today. You can't just like build it there and not translate it. Like, there's no point of like, why do we have winter conditioning in the first place? That's us as players. Coaches have put us in a spot that we've had the tools, we have the resources, we have the people around us. But now it's up to us players to translate to the field. And I think we have enough guys now we're going to do that, and I'm excited just to, like I said, it's just cut loose. Like, I think Nebraska had a stigma of, you know, we went 3-9, like 4-8, and it's like, oh, like we're close. Like, I don't know. I just feel like the whole thing has been kind of like we've been kind of babied or whatever. I'm just ready to rock and roll and see what we're made of.
Done talking, wants to start doing.
And from what I see from Ethan Piper, that looks like a guy who has made a significant body transformation, not even from whenever he started on campus, But from last year, I remember back the COVID year. I was
still at UNL.
You sat
down with him three times, and he was a guard. He was a Big Ten guard, but now he's a chisel Big Ten guard.
Yes, that's the difference. As I remember, there was always walking back to my car following class. There was always one time where Ethan Piper walked directly past me down on campus.
Did he push you down?
No, he didn't. But I always saw him in person, and I always was like, man, that doesn't quite look like a Big Ten offensive lineman. Something about his build just was not quite right to me. And I look at him now, and I'm not saying this just happened during winter conditioning. This is probably a long
this
process.
This is offensive line to offensive line judgment, just for the people.
Yes, 100%. But now I look at him, the problem was he was kind of built, and this is going to sound funny, but like an upside-down piece of pizza with the crust on top. He was very broad up top, but then he's a little skinny down at the bottom. You know what I'm talking about? Like the triangle cut?
I get it. I just love you food guys. You're offensive lineman going with pizza.
But that's kind of his bet. And now he's built more like a square-cut Valentino's piece of pizza where he's kind of sturdy top to bottom.
The middle.
Yes, exactly.
Versus the
exactly,
edge.
And that's a terrible analogy for a build of a body, but that's like the number one way I see it. He has made a body transformation. I'm excited to see what he can be because he's saying the right things.
Who's with us?
We got Chris on the line before we go to
Chris,
break.
Thanks for calling. Go ahead, dude.
Hey, guys. Great show. Oh, I mean, the body transformation stuff, we heard all about that 5 years ago, too, so I'm kind of, we'll see if that's actually the case because that's all the rage of 5 years ago was how bodies were transformed. But it's good to see people being kicked off the team and disciplined as harsh as that can be. Now, this is normal for serious coaches taking over a program, especially the first year. And, you know, these aren't his guys, so he doesn't have any connection to them. It'll just hopefully in 2 or 3 years he still has the same discipline so that guys that are messing around like these guys are getting kicked off the team. Because so much of the time what happens is once their guys get in, then the culture starts going south again.
I don't think there's...
we've seen that happen here.
Let me jump in. Let me
stuff like that.
Let me jump in, please. We can have a conversation on the phone. I can talk, you can talk, it's all good. I haven't heard of anyone being kicked off. There's been suspensions. There's guys who've left on their own. So let's get that on the bullet point first and foremost. Second of all, we've heard all great things the last five different coaches. You're right, Chris. Is it going to be different this time with Rule? And I think it could be because... I mean, this guy's absolutely the epitome of hands-on. There's a difference.
Well, the other coaches have had ideas for their culture. Matt Rule has a specific plan that makes sense for building a culture.
We'll see. Chris, appreciate you listening, man. Thanks for calling in. Mitch Sherman's on the way with Hail Varsity.
Heard at Sports Radio. Every weekday morning from 7 to 10 a.m.
Coming up on Friday's show, it's a free-for-all as usual. We'll talk with Chad Forbes of NFL Draft Bites about all the things going on in the NFL. Mike Sauter from Herd at Sports stops by with all his takes on the latest local sports action. And, of course, we'll do our weekly check-in with former Husker and current pizza shop owner Matt Versal.
Take a dive into the latest news and all things sports. Herd at Sports Radio with Ravi Lula and Damon Benning.